Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Sellout: How 3 Decades of Wall Street Greed and Government Mismanagement Destroyed the Global Financial System. Is a nonfiction investigative account of the forces that led to the 2008 financial crisis. Written by journalist Charles Gasparino, the book examines how Wall Street firms, regulators, policymakers, mortgage lenders, and market participants contributed to a long buildup of risk that ended in systemic collapse. Rather than treating the crash as a sudden event, Gasparino traces its roots back decades, showing how financial innovation, leverage, distorted incentives, and political choices gradually weaken the structure of modern finance. The book is written in a reportorial style and draws heavily on insider access, public records, and market reporting. Its purpose is not only to recount the crisis, but to assign responsibility and explain how a financial culture built on short-term profit, weak oversight, and institutional complacency could destabilize the broader economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how decades of rising leverage turned Wall Street into a high-risk system. A central argument of the book is that the crisis cannot be understood only through the events of 2007 and 2008. Gasparino traces the problem back to an earlier transformation in investment banking, when firms became increasingly dependent on leverage, securitization, and trading profits rather than traditional finance. This shift made institutions more vulnerable because even small declines in asset values could wipe out capital cushions. The book explains that once risk became a source of revenue, firms had every incentive to keep expanding exposures, especially when prior crises had already suggested that large institutions might be rescued. That historical pattern matters because it shows the crash as the result of a long institutional drift, not just a single bad product or a few failed trades. The narrative helps readers see how profitable practices can become dangerous when the gains are privatized and the losses are expected to be absorbed elsewhere. Secondly, the role of government housing policy and regulatory failure in building the bubble. Gasparino does not treat Wall Street as the only cause of the crisis. He argues that public policy and supervision helped create the conditions for excessive risk-taking, especially in housing finance. In his account, policymakers pushed ownership goals without adequately confronting whether borrowers could realistically repay. While regulators failed to restrain the expansion of risky mortgage lending and complex securities built on top of it, this part of the book is important because it connects market behavior to political incentives. Banks were not operating in a vacuum. They were responding to a system in which housing expansion was broadly encouraged, and warning signs were often ignored. The book shows how regulatory permissiveness, confidence in ever-rising home prices, and weak enforcement interacted with Wall Street innovation. That combination created a feedback loop in which bad loans could be packaged, sold, and redistributed, hiding the underlying fragility until the structure finally broke. Thirdly, why mortgage securitization spread bad risk through the entire financial system. One of the book's most important themes is the way risky mortgages were transformed into apparently sophisticated financial products. Gasparino explains how mortgage lending changed from a local, relationship-based business into a Wall Street engine for producing securities. Once mortgages were bundled, repackaged, and sold as bonds and structured products, the original underwriting standards mattered less than the immediate fee generation. This process allowed weak loans to move through the financial system while giving investors, rating-sensitive buyers, and institutions a misleading sense of safety. The book emphasizes that the problem was not merely subprime lending in isolation, but the broader machinery that turned fragile credit into tradable assets. That machinery expanded the reach of the crisis because losses were not confined to one lender or one neighborhood. Instead, the risk was dispersed through banks, funds, insurers, and counterparties, making the eventual collapse much more severe and much harder to contain. Fourthly, leadership failures and the concentration of power inside major financial firms. Gasparino places significant attention on the executives who ran large Wall Street institutions during the buildup to the crash. A recurring theme is that some firms were dominated by powerful chief executives who made crucial decisions with too little internal challenge. This concentration of authority mattered because it reduced the number of voices warning against leverage, bad assets, or deteriorating risk controls. The book argues that arrogance, denial, and personal reputation often overwhelmed institutional discipline. By focusing on firms such as Bear Stearns, Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, and Lehman Brothers, Gasparino shows how leadership culture can magnify structural weakness. The failure was not simply that bad bets were made. It was that internal governance was too weak to stop those bets from growing. In this sense, the book reads as a critique of corporate control failures, as much as a critique of markets themselves. It suggests that financial institutions become especially dangerous when executive power, compensation, and prestige all reward expansion while minimizing accountability. Lastly, an investigative blame story that favors explanation over policy design. The Sellout stands out because it is primarily an exposé and historical explanation, rather than a reform blueprint. Gasparino is strongest when identifying the chain of responsibility and describing how complacency, greed, and policy choices reinforced one another over time. The book is less persuasive as a forward-looking policy manual, but that is not its main purpose. Its value lies in how it reconstructs the crisis as a system-wide failure involving market participants, politicians, regulators, and borrowers. That broad blame structure gives the book a sharper edge than accounts that focus only on one institution or one episode. It also makes the book useful for readers who want to understand the crisis as a social and political event, not only a financial one. The investigative style gives the narrative energy, while the chronological depth helps explain why the crash was so widespread and so difficult to reverse once it began. In conclusion, The Sellout is best suited for readers who want a serious account of how the financial crisis developed over time, especially those interested in Wall Street history, banking regulation, housing policy, and the culture of risk inside major financial institutions. It will be most valuable to readers who already know the basic outline of the 2008 crash and want a more detailed, journalistic explanation of how the system weakened over decades. The book offers practical benefit by clarifying the incentives that can distort markets' leverage, weak oversight, moral hazard, and executive overconfidence. It also provides intellectual value by showing how financial collapses are rarely caused by a single actor or event. Compared with more famous crisis books, its distinctiveness lies in its broad blame frame and its focus on the longer historical buildup rather than only the final months before the collapse. Gasparino brings the perspective of an active financial reporter with deep Wall Street access, which gives the book a strong insider tone and a wide cast of real-world institutional actors. For readers seeking a detailed, news-driven explanation of why the global financial system failed, it remains a notable and substantive entry in crisis literature. If you would like to support Charles Gasparino, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.